Official, it's Danielle Fischel,
Ryder Strong,
and Will Friedle from Pod Meets World.
Does friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste.
Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten.
Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party.
So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles.
Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned on the fasten seatbelt sign. If you haven't already done so, please make sure the volume of this podcast is set perfectly to your listening enjoyment. Please take your seat, whether that's on the treadmill, car, sofa, or bed, and buckle in for the last trip. My name is Jamie Beebe, and I'll be your tour guide, recreating someone's last days in paradise. On behalf of myself and everyone behind the scenes, please enjoy the Last Trip podcast. And because nobody likes a long flight to get to where they want to be, let's prepare for takeoff. Tom and Eileen Lonergan set off for what should have been an unforgettable day diving the Great Barrier Reef. Clear skies, calm waters, and a boat full of tourists just like them. But when the dive boat returned to shore, no one noticed they were missing. Not at first. Not for 2 whole days. Until it was discovered, their belongings were still on the boat. Wallets, passports, towels, untouched. And Tom and Eileen? Gone. Were they forgotten in a tragic oversight? Or did something else happen in those deep, endless waters? Their disappearance triggered a massive search, sparked global headlines, and left behind a string of disturbing clues. A diver's slate scrawled with a desperate message, a torn wetsuit washed up weeks later, and eerie diary entries that hinted at something darker beneath the surface. No bodies were ever found. No final answers ever confirmed. Just the chilling question, how did 2 people vanish into the ocean without a trace? And why didn't anyone notice until it was far too late? Before we dive into the lives of Tom and Eileen Lonergan, let's take a moment to explore the incredible backdrop to this story. Not just the reef where they disappeared, but the broader landscape that draws millions of travelers to the edge of the earth each year. This isn't just about a place on a map. It's about a region as ancient as time itself, breathtaking, mysterious, and filled with both wonder and risk. Let's start with Australia, the 6th largest country in the world, but often one of the most misunderstood. It's a land of contrasts, red deserts that stretch out like cracked clay skin, dense rainforests teeming with creatures found nowhere else, and cosmopolitan cities clinging to the coastlines like glittering outposts. For many, Australia conjures up images of kangaroos, koalas, and iconic landmarks like the Sydney Opera House or Uluru. But what truly sets it apart, especially for adventurers, is the ocean. More than 80% of Australians live within 30 miles of the coast. The sea is their playground, their provider, and at times, their threat. Off the northeastern shore of the state of Queensland lies one of the planet's most astonishing natural phenomena, the Great Barrier Reef, a marvel so vast and complex that astronauts can spot it from the International Space Station. Stretching over 2,300 kilometers, that's about 1,400 miles, the reef consists of more than 2,900 individual reefs and 900 islands, spanning an area roughly the size of Italy. To put that into perspective, it's the largest living structure on Earth. It's home to more than 1,500 species of fish, 400 types of coral, 134 species of sharks and rays, 30 species of whales and dolphins, and 6 of the world's 7 species of marine turtles. Some coral colonies are thought to be over half a millennium old. But the reef is more than just a biodiversity hotspot. For tens of thousands of years, it's been culturally significant to the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. These are the traditional custodians of the reef and surrounding lands. For them, the sea isn't just water. It's a sacred realm tied to creation stories, songlines, and ancestral knowledge passed down through generations. In modern times, the Great Barrier Reef has become a bucket list destination for millions of tourists. Snorkelers, divers, photographers, biologists, sailors, all drawn here by the dream of plunging into that electric blue water and seeing the world beneath the surface. Coral canyons glowing with color, sea turtles drifting like lost astronauts, schools of shimmering fish moving as one. And nestled within this aquatic cathedral is St. Crispin's Reef, a jewel of the outer reef, located approximately 38 miles off the coast of Port Douglas, a small tropical town that acts as a launch pad for many reef excursions. St. Crispin's is beloved by experienced divers. It features deep coral valleys, steep drop-offs, and a particularly vibrant zone dubbed Fish City, thanks to its dense populations of fish, sharks, and other marine life. The water here is described as unnervingly clear, visibility stretching 20 to 30 meters on a good day. Divers glide past towering coral bommies, labyrinths of plate coral, and fans waving gently in the current like submerged flags. Mostly harmless reef sharks are common visitors, slipping silently through the blue like ghosts. Giant clams the size of bathtubs nestle in crevices, and the colors, so vivid and saturated, feel like they belong in a dream. But this beauty is also remote, wild, and fragile. That stretch of water lies within the Coral Sea, a body of water bounded by the Great Barrier Reef to the west and the Solomon Islands, Vanuatu, and New Caledonia to the east. It's historically significant. It was the site of the pivotal Battle of the Coral Sea during World War II, the first naval battle in history where opposing ships never actually saw each other. And today, while the battles have changed, the Coral Sea remains a site of high-stakes ecological protection. The Australian government declared the Coral Sea Marine Park one of the largest protected marine areas in the world, an effort to preserve its unique habitats and the life they sustain. Tourism in this region is enormous. Each year, more than 2 million people visit the reef. They bring economic opportunity, contributing over $6 billion annually to the Australian economy, but also risk. Increased traffic, pollution, sunscreen runoff, careless diving practices, and of course, climate change has taken its toll. The reef is under threat. In the past 2 decades, massive coral bleaching events have damaged significant portions of it. Rising sea temperatures and acidification continue to jeopardize its survival. And yet, there's still hope. Conservation groups, indigenous communities, scientists, and eco-conscious travelers are working together to save what remains and rebuild what's been lost. As you drift over St. Crispin's Reef, or any part of this underwater wilderness, you feel a sense that this place is ancient, alive, and watching. It's the very allure of this setting, the remoteness, serenity, and surreal beauty that made it such a dream destination for Tom and Eileen Lonergan. It's easy to understand why they went there, why anyone would. But in places this vast and wild, even paradise can turn dangerous in the blink of an eye. So if you ever find yourself preparing to dive into this blue world, remember this story. Appreciate the beauty, yes, soak it in, but never forget where you are. The ocean doesn't keep lists, it doesn't keep score, and sometimes it doesn't give second chances. And now that we've explored the breathtaking beauty and hidden dangers of the reef where it all happened, let's take a few steps back from the water. Because before they were the couple lost at sea, before the headlines, the theories, the court cases, Tom and Eileen Lonergan were just two people, curious, adventurous, full of life, who had no idea that their names would one day become part of Australia's most haunting mysteries. So let's rewind and meet Tom and Eileen.
Are you ready to turn up the heat on true crime? From blazing mysteries to scorched evidence, Crime to Burn is the podcast that dives into the world of criminal fires. Whether it's arson, cover-ups, or unsolved mysteries, we're lighting up the case files on every story.
With over 20 years of experience as a fire protection engineer, I'm here to help you understand the physics of fire and relate it to what investigators found.
Because if anybody can make true crime less terrifying, it's me.
Join us as we sift through the ashes to bring you the story behind criminal fires, including arson, bombings, and criminal negligence.
And I make sure you don't need therapy after. Tune in for a mix of expert insight, twisted tales, and a few laughs along the way. Crime to Burn, because sometimes the truth is hotter than fiction.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Before they became the center of one of the most haunting maritime mysteries in modern history, Tom and Eileen Lonergan were simply two young people in love. Idealistic, adventurous, and deeply committed to making a difference. Tom Lonergan was born on December 28, 1964. He grew up in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and from a young age, he was known for his introspective nature. He wasn't loud or flashy. He was thoughtful, observant. He loved the ocean, books, and philosophy. He was the kind of person who quietly noticed everything and didn't say more than he needed to. Eileen Cassidy Haynes was born March 3, 1969, also in Baton Rouge. She had a bright spark, intelligent, kind, with a quiet strength that made people feel at ease around her. Eileen studied geology and spoke fluent French. She had a deep love for nature, a passion for education, and a fearless sense of curiosity. She was a planner, a doer, and she had a gift for finding joy in simple things. The two met at Louisiana State University, and from the beginning, they just clicked. Different in some ways, but perfectly balanced in others. Friends described them as inseparable, a team. They married in June 1988 in Jefferson, Texas. The wedding was a bright and happy affair, with friends and family having no doubts the couple would be able to stand the test of time. They started a life built not around material things, but around meaning, around service, around the idea that they could make the world a little better together. Eileen had long dreamed of joining the Peace Corps, and that dream became a shared mission when, in the early 1990s, the couple volunteered to serve in the South Pacific. They were stationed in Fiji, teaching science to school children, building relationships in small island communities, and living simply, off the grid, far from home, and happier than ever. The South Pacific wasn't just a backdrop to their lives. It was something they embraced completely. The culture, the water, the solitude. Friends and fellow volunteers described them as vivacious, generous, and possessing a healthy sense of humor. A couple whose bond was as strong as their commitment to service. And it was during this time that scuba diving became more than a hobby. It was a shared passion, a way to feel alive and present, a way to explore the unseen. By 1998, Tom and Eileen were nearing the end of their Peace Corps service. They were preparing to head back to the U.S. to begin graduate school. And Tom planned to pursue a master's in education and Eileen in marine biology. But before that next chapter, they wanted one last adventure, a trip to Australia's Great Barrier Reef. So they booked a spot with a small company called Outer Edge, planning to visit the remote St. Crispin's Reef, known for its vibrant coral, clear waters, and abundant sea life. It was supposed to be a vacation, a celebration, a quiet exhale after years of service. The day of the dive, they brought their own dive logs, their own equipment. They were experienced, with more than 80 logged dives each. And they weren't careless thrill seekers. They were calm, capable, respectful of the ocean. And that's where their story, at least the part we can confirm, begins to drift into silence.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
On Sunday morning, January 25th, 1998, Tom and Eileen woke up before the sun. The air was warm, buzzing with tropical humidity, and the couple was wide-eyed with excitement. This was no ordinary vacation day. Today was the highlight of their trip to Australia, a once-in-a-lifetime scuba dive at the Great Barrier Reef, something they'd dreamed of for years. They left from Cairns that morning, traveling an hour by coach to the coastal town of Port Douglas, where they joined 24 other passengers aboard a dive vessel called the Outer Edge. The boat's skipper, Jeffrey Jack Nairn, guided the craft eastward into open water. Their destination? The remote and dazzling St. Crispin Reef, 38 miles offshore. Tom was 33, Eileen, 28. They were experienced and had a passion for adventure. This day, surrounded by an endless horizon and the brilliant coral sea, was supposed to be extraordinary. As the boat slowed to a stop above the reef, the crew gave a final safety briefing. The sun was high, the sea was calm, and everyone on board geared up and plunged in. The Lonergans slipped below the surface like they belonged there, confident, graceful, gliding effortlessly between coral formations and shoals of fish. They swam hand in hand, exchanging dive signals and smiles as they moved ahead of the group. admiring blue clams, the intricate coral valley, and flickering shafts of light that pierced the water like sunbeams through stained glass. They completed 2 40-minute dives and then prepared for a third, deeper descent at a dive site aptly named Fish City. So teeming with marine life that local fisherman Mick Bird, who was just a few miles away, later said, "Every time we threw in a line, we'd pull in a shark. They should rename that place Shark City." It was there, in the thriving silence of the deep, that British diver Brian Brogman swam beside the Lonergans and admired a massive giant clam embedded in the reef. But when Brian surfaced early, the Lonergans lingered below. It's unclear how much longer they stayed, but Brian would be the last person to ever see them alive. Now back on the outer edge, around 3 p.m., the passengers began returning to the boat. And that's when the first mistake happened. One that would cascade into a tragedy of almost unimaginable proportions. Skipper Jack Nairn asked crew member George Parahue to do a head count. There were supposed to be 26 people on board. As George counted, 2 divers jumped back into the water for a few last-minute underwater photos. George reported only 24 people on board. Now Jack, according to George, replied, "And 2 in the water makes 26. That was enough to satisfy them. They weighed anchor and the boat headed back to shore. Only 2 people were left behind. Tom and Eileen broke the surface after their final dive to find the boat gone. The sun was beating down, the horizon stretched unbroken in every direction. They were alone, absolutely alone. Just 2 tiny figures floating in an endless, indifferent sea. Hours passed. Back on shore in Port Douglas, the outer edge returned. Passengers disembarked. No one noticed that 2 dive bags hadn't been claimed. They were simply moved to the side. Astonishingly, even though a post-dive equipment check showed that 2 air tanks and 2 weight belts were missing, no alarms were raised. The driver assigned to return passengers to their hotels noticed the couple didn't show up for the ride. He mentioned it to his boss, but was told not to worry, so he left without them. And night fell. Tom and Eileen were still out there, adrift in the open sea. No one knew. No one was looking. And here's the most haunting part. This kind of thing doesn't have to end in disaster. A few years ago, I was snorkeling off the coast of Thailand when my boat accidentally left a couple behind. About a half hour after departing, someone realized they were missing. The captain spun the boat around in a panic. When we returned, they were already gone. 10 minutes of absolute chaos followed before a nearby fishing boat appeared, with the 2 Americans safe but furious. They were rescued by sheer luck. Our boat was careless, but at least someone noticed. For Tom and Eileen, no one noticed. The next day, the Outer Edge returned to the same reef with a new group of divers. Some of them spotted 2 weight belts on the ocean floor. No one wondered why they were there. A crew member simply called it a bonus. And still, the dive bags sat untouched on the boat. It wasn't until the vessel returned again, 2 days after the original trip, that someone finally opened the unclaimed gear. Inside the bags were wallets, passports, clothing, even the shirt Tom had worn that day. Something was wrong, very wrong. Only then did the call go out. It had now been 51 hours since Tom and Eileen were last seen. A massive air and sea search began. Their hotel room was untouched. The credit cards hadn't been used. Planes, helicopters, and boats scoured the sea for 3 days, and there was nothing. So the search ended. Then, 10 days after their disappearance, Tom's buoyancy vest was found 50 miles north of where they'd last dived. His name was still stitched into the pocket. A wetsuit, believed to be Eileen's, washed ashore later, shredded and torn near the seat. Experts believed it had been bitten or torn by a reef or predator. Her hood, fins, and air tank followed. And then, 6 months later, the sea gave up one final clue. A fisherman, nearly 90 miles north of St. Crispin Reef, reeled in a dive slate, a plastic writing board used underwater. On it was a chilling message. To anyone who can help us, we've been abandoned on Agincourt Reef, 25 Jan, 1998, 3 p.m. Please help us. Come to rescue us before we die. Help. No one could agree on whether it was authentic or a cruel hoax, but it didn't matter. Their bodies were never found. Just a battered wetsuit, a name stitched in cloth, and a plea scratched in plastic. Tom and Eileen Lonergan disappeared into the largest living reef system on Earth, and the silence left in their wake was louder than ever. Their disappearance is chilling. A tragic cocktail of human error, miscommunication, and negligence that left two experienced divers stranded in one of the most vast and unforgiving environments on Earth. But as the days passed and the silence deepened, what began as a heartbreaking accident started to take on a stranger shape. The mystery didn't fade with time. It grew. Because while the facts pointed to a series of terrible mistakes, the evidence, or lack of it, opened the door to something else. Whispers of sharks, suicide packs, faked deaths, even murder. In the absence of bodies, the public imagination ran wild. And soon, the case of the Lonergans was no longer just a story of two divers left behind. It was a riddle, soaked in saltwater and rumor. What really happened out there? Let's dive into the theories.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Like most unexplained disappearances, the case of Tom and Eileen Lonergan quickly began to collect theories like debris in a tide. At first glance, it seemed simple, a tragic accident, the kind of unthinkable mistake that could only happen in the vast open water. But as more details emerged, that clean narrative began to blur. And the question began to shift from what happened to what if something else did? The most immediate suspicion, of course, was negligence. The facts were damning. A headcount gone wrong, equipment left unaccounted for, a crew that returned to port without realizing two passengers had never come back aboard. Could all this really be chalked up to human error? Or was there something deeper at play? Not just a failure in protocol, but something more deliberate. Soon, whispers of a stranger theory began to rise. That maybe Tom and Eileen Lonergan hadn't been victims at all. Maybe they had staged their own disappearance. Now, that idea wasn't exactly pulled from thin air. It was rooted in something disturbingly intimate, their personal journals. Recovered from their hostel room in Cairns, the entries painted a haunting picture. Tom had written words that, once read, were impossible to forget. I feel as though my life is complete and I'm ready to die. Now that line alone would have raised eyebrows, but there was more. As far as I can tell, from here my life can only get worse. It has peaked, and it's all downhill from here until my funeral. That entry was dated 6 months before the couple vanished. Eileen's diary added another layer of unease. She'd written about Tom's growing fixation with death, saying he wished for a quick and peaceful death, and that he carried out what she described as a death wish. Tom's not suicidal, she wrote, but he's got a death wish that could lead him to what he desires, and I could get caught in that. To those desperate for answers, it sounded almost like a suicide pact, or worse, a murder-suicide. Could Tom's internal darkness have pulled Eileen under, quite literally? But not everyone believed that theory. Their families rejected the interpretation of the diaries outright, insisting the passages were taken out of context. Detectives at first were shaken by the grim tone of the entries, but they eventually agreed. At the inquest, months later, Detective Sergeant Paul Priest described the entries as chillingly bizarre and even prophetic, but ultimately dismissed them as the private reflections of an introspective and deeply bonded couple. And then there was the dive slate, the chilling, desperate note found 6 months later by a fisherman begging for help. If the note was real, and many experts believe it was, it seemed to obliterate the suicide theory in one heartbreaking plea. Why ask for help if you've planned your own end? The prevailing belief is that Tom and Eileen were abandoned, left alone in open water, with no boat, no help, and no hope. In that version of events, they likely succumbed to dehydration, drowning, or sharks. And this is where the case returns to the realm of pure, preventable tragedy. During the formal inquest, Coroner Noel Noonan charged skipper Jeffrey Nairn with unlawful killing, declaring the skipper should be diligent for the safety of passengers and ensure safety measures are carried out. When you combine the number of mistakes and the severity of the mistakes, I am satisfied a reasonable jury would find Mr. Nairn guilty of manslaughter. But in a stunning twist, he was found not guilty. The Outer Edge Company, however, pled guilty to negligence and was heavily fined. So heavily, in fact, that it eventually went out of business, which was probably for the best. Still, there were voices of doubt. Defense attorneys argued that it was possible, even plausible, that the couple had faked their own deaths. A journalist at the trial pointed out that a two-story tower belonging to a day boat moored nearby, just 2.3 nautical miles from the dive site, and it could be seen clearly from the water's surface. Could the Lonergans have swum toward it? And what about the other boats in the area that night? Their lights would have been visible. The seas were calm. The weather was good. Was survival possible? One skipper from a dive charter called Quicksilver told the court he'd heard an American accent among his passengers the day after Tom and Eileen vanished, even though he was carrying only Italian tourists. When the final passenger count came back 3 over, he didn't investigate. He just moved on. Then there were the eyewitness accounts, 9 in total. 9 separate people claimed they saw the Lonergans alive in Queensland in the days following their disappearance. With the couple's faces splashed across newspapers and news broadcasts, they were easily recognizable. But still, 9 is a lot. Could they all be wrong? And then comes the ultimate question. If they did fake their deaths, why? What was to be gained? Their bank accounts were never touched. Their passports were never used, and not a single credible sighting or communication ever came after. The most widely accepted explanation remains the most heartbreaking, that they died at sea, either lost to the waves or claimed by the reef's apex predators. Shark attacks in the area were rare, but not impossible. Eileen's wetsuit, found later, had jagged tears on the rear, consistent with either a shark bite or tearing from the sharp coral. In the aftermath, their story shook the Australian diving industry. New safety protocols were rolled out, headcount procedures were tightened, dive crews were retrained. Operators were required to give better briefings, to double-check equipment, and to monitor passengers with a new level of vigilance. The ocean would always be dangerous, but the human failures that led to the Lonergan's disappearance could no longer be ignored. In 2003, the couple's haunting story resurfaced, this time on the big screen. Open Water, a low-budget psychological horror film inspired by their final hours, plunged viewers into the dread and hopelessness of being left behind in the middle of the sea. It was shot using real sharks. The actors floated in the ocean, surrounded by circling fins with cameras mounted on buoys, capturing a visceral, unflinching version of the terror Tom and Eileen might have faced. But the film, no matter how chilling, can never truly answer the questions that remain. What happened to Tom and Eileen Lonergan may never be known for certain. Their bodies were never found. Their voices were never heard again. All that remains are fragments, a note, a torn wetsuit, and a mystery still echoing across the reef nearly three decades later. Their disappearance isn't just a haunting mystery, it's a painful reminder that even in paradise, things can go horribly wrong. Mistakes, whether made by a company, a crew, or simply trusting the wrong system, can be fatal. But it's also a case that changed things. Because of what happened to the Lonergans, regulations tightened, protocols improved, and lives have likely been saved. As travelers and divers, we can't afford to rely entirely on others to keep us safe. So in the spirit of learning from tragedy and honoring those who didn't make it home, let's talk about how you can stay safe while diving or traveling, especially in remote or high-risk environments. These are the tips that matter when the water gets rough, when the plan falls apart, and when the unthinkable happens.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When we think of scuba diving in Australia, we think of turquoise waters, vibrant coral reefs, and the chance to drift weightlessly through one of nature's greatest wonders. The Great Barrier Reef is often called a diver's dream. But dreams, as we've just heard, can turn into nightmares in the blink of an eye. So if you're planning a dive trip, especially to a remote, open ocean site like St. Crispin Reef, here's what you need to know. Not just to enjoy your adventure, but to return safely, no matter what unexpected turns your journey might take. Now, first things first, choose a reputable dive company. Don't just go with the cheapest option or the one that's handing out flyers near your hotel. Look up reviews from other divers. Find out if the company has a clean safety record, certified dive professionals, and strict protocols for headcounts, emergency preparedness, and diver tracking. Now, in Australia, particularly in Queensland, regulations have tightened considerably since the late 1990s. Dive operators must now conduct multiple headcounts, use diver check-in boards, and brief passengers thoroughly before each dive. Still, not all operators are created equal. Don't be afraid to ask questions. A good dive crew will respect you for it. Know your gear and trust your gut. Before jumping into the water, double check your gear. Does your BCD inflate properly? Are your gauges reading correctly? Do you know how to manually inflate your vest if needed? And more importantly, how do you feel? Don't dive if you're overly tired, anxious, or not comfortable with the depth or conditions. Diving should be challenging, yes, but it shouldn't feel like a gamble. If something doesn't sit right with you, say something. You have every right to speak up. Always stay within your group and have a solid buddy system. Even experienced divers can become disoriented in open water. Currents shift quickly, visibility drops, and once you're beneath the surface, landmarks disappear. That's why a proper buddy system isn't just a formality, it's a lifeline. Also, stick with your assigned buddy. Stay within visual range of the group or guide. And if you're going off a bit to explore, make sure your buddy is aware and on board. It's not just about safety, it's about accountability. If something goes wrong, you'll need someone to notice, fast. Let's get practical with equipment. One of the simplest and most effective pieces of safety equipment a diver can carry is a surface marker buoy, or SMB, a brightly colored inflatable tube you release on a reel when you begin your ascent. It signals to the boat where you are, and it's critical when diving in areas with strong currents or heavy boat traffic. A whistle or dive alert, an air-powered noisemaker attached to your BCD, can help signal the boat if you're left on the surface. In Australia's vast waters, where visibility from the deck may be low, these tools can save your life. If you're serious offshore diving, consider carrying a personal locator beacon, or PLB. It's a compact GPS device that sends a distress signal via satellite. Some are now small enough to clip onto your gear or slip into your wetsuit sleeve. Now, let's talk about worst-case scenario. Being stranded at sea like Tom and Eileen. If you surface and realize your dive boat is gone, stay calm. Panic will zap your energy and increase your risk of drowning. Inflate your BCD or use your snorkel to conserve air. Raise your arms and signal in case a boat is still nearby. If you have an SMB or reflective gear, get it above water. Group together with other divers if you're not alone. That way, you're easier to spot. If there's a visible current, try to drift with it, not against it. And if you can see any landmass, mooring tower, or boat in the distance, make a slow, steady attempt toward it, but only if you're sure the conditions allow. Exhaustion is a killer in the water. And what about sharks? Yes, they're there, especially around reefs like St. Crispin. But here's the truth. Sharks don't want to eat people. Most attacks happen because a shark mistakes a swimmer or diver for prey, and most of those occur near the surface at dusk or dawn, or when there's blood in the water. If you're stranded and spot a shark, avoid erratic movements. Stay vertical if possible, and keep your eyes on it. Sharks respect other predators, and they often lose interest when they realize you're not a flailing fish. But safety starts before you even get on the boat. Tell someone on land your plans, the name of the company, the site you're visiting, and what time you're expected back. Whether it's your hotel concierge, a friend, or someone back home, it matters. Because if you go missing, timing is everything. The Lonergan's absence wasn't even noticed until days after the boat docked. Their bags sat untouched, their shuttle ride never claimed, and no one asked the question until it was far too late. Don't rely solely on the dive crew to keep track of you. Give yourself a backup safety net. Scuba diving is one of the most exhilarating, humbling, and awe-inspiring ways to experience the planet. But like any true adventure, it comes with real risks. The ocean is powerful, unforgiving, and it doesn't care how much you paid for your tour. The story of Tom and Eileen Lonergan isn't just a tragedy. It's a call to awareness. A reminder that even the most picture-perfect moment can slip into survival mode without warning. Being prepared, having the right equipment, asking the right questions, trusting your instincts can make all the difference. Because once you're 38 miles offshore, no one's coming unless they know you're missing. And by the time they do, the sea may have already taken its final breath. So dive in, explore, get lost in the reef, but not forgotten in it. And that brings us to the end of this episode, but not the end of Tom and Eileen Lonergan's story. Because their legacy lingers like ripples across open water. It's in every diver's briefing where names are now checked twice. It's in the safety protocols, the headcount systems, the emergency signals, the quiet voice in the back of your mind reminding you to double check your gear and to watch the person next to you. Their story reminds us that adventure is thrilling, but it is never without risk. And that even in the most beautiful bucket list destinations in the world, accidents, negligence, and tragedy can happen in a moment of oversight. It changed laws. It changed training. It forced an entire industry to confront the unthinkable. That two people could be forgotten in the middle of the ocean and simply vanish into the waves. We may never know what happened in those final hours, whether Tom and Eileen were hopeful or terrified, whether they tried to swim toward lights on the horizon or clung to one another in the dark, knowing the odds were slipping away. But here's what we do know. Safety isn't just a personal responsibility. It's a shared one. It's the dive buddy who doesn't ignore a missing check-in. It's the crew member who counts twice instead of assuming. It's you, asking questions, staying alert, not just for yourself, but for the strangers standing beside you, getting suited up for the dive of their lives. So if you take anything away from this episode, let it be this. Pay attention, speak up, be the one who notices. Because sometimes the smallest action, a second look, a quick question, a tap on the shoulder, is what stops tragedy in its tracks. If you're a diver, a snorkeler, a thrill seeker, or just someone dreaming of coral reefs and blue water, I'm not saying don't go. I'm saying go smarter, go prepared, and never assume someone else is watching out for you, or that no one needs you to be the one who's watching. If you found this story meaningful, unsettling, or important, share it, talk about it. Let Tom and Eileen's story be more than just a cautionary tale. Let it be the reason to protect each other out there. Until next time, wherever your travels take you, stay curious, stay safe, and never take your eyes off the surface. And finally, remember to leave a review and rate this podcast 5 stars if you like the show, or hell, even if you don't. But either way, feel free to let me know what you think. Please follow The Last Trip on Instagram at The Last Trip Crime Pod. And subscribe on Patreon to support the show. You'll get extra research, videos, photos, and updates, and even learn more about my personal travels. That's patreon.com/thelasttrippodcast. I'm Jamie Beebe, bringing you your last trip and signing off until the next one. Thanks for listening.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.